This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It doesn't take a clairvoyant to know that personal online security is a growth market right now. More and more, that online security has to start with a mobile device. Last year, mobile usage among adults grew 23%. That includes everything from phone calls to watching video and accessing or storing data. A lot of that data is sensitive, which is why I recently had a conversation with this guy.
You know, if you need to whisper in someone's ear from 1,000 miles away, I can help you with that.
That's Phil Zimmerman. He's a famous cryptographer who invented one of the most popular forms of email encryption called PGP, or Pretty Good Privacy. These days, he's talking a lot about his new company called Silent Circle. It does email encryption, but also encrypted phone calling. And it's got a sleek-looking mobile device of its own called the Black Phone. More and more companies are looking towards the consumer market in mobile security, as Sam Harnett reports.
Vic Hyder is a former Navy SEAL, and he doesn't like the idea that his phone could leak his data. Basically, that someone could be spying on him. So, he's talking to me on his Black Phone.
And therefore, I'm encrypted between my phone here in New York to our servers in Canada.
Hyder is the chief strategist at Silent Circle. The software firm has partnered with a Spanish smartphone company to release the Black Phone. No, not a BlackBerry, a Black Phone. Which is as secretive as it sounds. The phone encrypts communication, and it comes with special apps that don't send data to marketers. In the past, customers have mostly been CEOs, government officials, and celebrities.
Shaq just tweeted recently he got his Black Phone.
Now, though, companies are buying Black Phones for their employees, and everyday people can order them online. Samsung is also offering more secure phone options. It's a growing market, says Tyler Shields, an analyst at Forrester.
I think the global consumer is starting to recognize with leaks of these private photos of celebrities and other highly sensitive pieces of data that security and mobility is an issue.
But most regular people aren't losing their sensitive data through hacks. They are losing it through their apps.
Almost 99% of free apps collect some user data.
Domingo Guerra is the president of App Authority, which assesses app security. He says on the whole, apps are not getting better at protecting data. Some are so faulty, he says, developers don't even know what information is being collected and transmitted to third parties. Of the 3 million apps his company has surveyed, he says only a fraction are secure.
Because most apps are free or really cheap, developers are almost encouraged to collect data and find ways to monetize that.
If that doesn't change, Guerra says we can expect to continue leaking data, regardless of what device we use. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.